Well, as a student, I was really fascinated by the sort of differences in behavior that you see in nature, striking differences between different species of birds and how they dance, or, you know, different social behaviors. But I was also a biochemist, and I was fascinated by genes and proteins and things like that. And so I really was convinced that it was possible to make a link between the genes and behavior. And that's what I've been working throughout my career, to try to understand how you can go from a gene, the starting point, to the outcome of behavior. And of course, we know that behavior is controlled by the brain, and the brain is controlled by genes. So the philosophy that we've taken in my lab is really to see how variation in genes affects neuroanatomy or brain distributions of different molecules, and then how do those differences in distributions affect behavior. So I believe that you really have to have a comprehensive view, go across multiple different levels of analysis to really understand how our genes, you know, the molecules that we inherit from our parents, can influence our behavior as adults.